Dear patient, you have been referred to have an assessment with your local NHS pulmonary rehabilitation team to see if pulmonary rehabilitation, or PR for short, would be helpful for you. They passed on your contact details to us at Asthma and Lung UK so that we could offer our support. Our service, called Prepare for PR, can help you to get ready for your PR assessment. We offer three things as part of this service. First, the booklet that came with your letter in the post to help you learn more about PR. Also, a range of resources and videos on our website, which you can find using the links on this page. They include videos on what to expect at your assessment, what a PR class is like, and what people who have been to PR say about it. Thirdly, we offer the option of a call with our helpline before your assessment to talk through worries or find solutions to challenges like how to get there, what to wear, or how to get time off work. We will give you a call to see if we can help. Look out for our text from no reply number 85040 or our email from prepareforpr-bookings@asthmaandlung.org.uk letting you know when we plan to call. If you would like to cancel the call or choose a different time, click the reschedule button in your email or contact us on 0300 222 5800 and press 4. A family member, carer or trusted friend is welcome to join you on the call. Best wishes. The Prepare for PR team at Asthma and Lung UK. Additional information. Accessibility. If there is anything we can do to make this service accessible for you that is not mentioned in your paper letter, please contact us on 0300 222 5800 and press 4 or email prepareforpr@asthmaandlung.org.uk. You can contact us using the Relay UK app or on a text phone by dialing 1800 1 0300 222 5800. If you need a language interpreter, please say your language when we answer. If there is a language interpreter available, they will join the call. If there is no interpreter available at that time, we will call you back as soon as the interpreter is available. Why am I being contacted? Your PR team are part of a research study called Upturn that aims to help more people to go to pulmonary rehabilitation. They recently sent a letter giving information about Upturn and explaining how to ask not to be included in the study. If you haven't received a letter like this, or you do not wish to be part of the study, you can find out how to do this on the Upturn study website by following the link to the Upturn feasibility study information on this page. Why is this support being offered? The Prepare for PR service has been created as part of the Upturn study. It has been designed together with people with COPD, researchers and healthcare professionals to help more people to go to their PR assessment. A small number of PR teams in the UK are offering their patients the chance to try the Prepare for PR service so that the Upturn study can check if people like it before looking at how helpful it is. If it works well, this support could be made available on the NHS to help people across the country. How will the research study use my data? To help evaluate the service, anonymous information about how people have used the service and whether they went to their PR assessment will be shared with the research team. Calls as part of the service are recorded for training and safeguarding reasons by Asthma and Lung UK. The recordings will also be reviewed to understand how the telephone service was delivered, and findings are also shared anonymously with the research team. How will Asthma and Lung UK use my data? Asthma and Lung UK are here for you, but only when you want us to be. We will call you on the given date and time, but you can choose to decline if you prefer. After this, we will only contact you if you ask us to. For example, if you ask us to call back at another time, we will not use your contact details for any other reason. We will delete your contact details after 3 months. If you would like us to delete your contact details sooner, please contact your PR team to inform them you do not wish to be in the Upturn study, using the contact provided on the Upturn study website. Follow the link to the Upturn feasibility study information on this page. You can find out more about the way we use data on the Upturn study website. Follow the link to the Upturn research study privacy notice on this page.